Well, we're continuing in the series on the one another's. We began that in January, if you remember. And the verse I'm going to read or quote is has been brought numerous times. But I wanted to review this verse and also connect it again with servanthood. That is our focus this year. And the verse I'm thinking of is John 13, 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. By this, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And the primary one another really is, this is the primary one another to act upon. Of all the one another's we've done, the last 20, they all somewhat are founded on this. And we've been emphasizing more this year servanthood. And what does that mean? How does it come? How do we serve one another in the body of Christ here? So in verse 34, the Lord said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you," that you love one another in that way. So the command to love one another isn't new. The people of God in the Old Testament were commanded to love the Lord, and they're commanded to love one another. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." So it's commanded then. And that is how now possible for us to do that by the grace of God. And that is how it is possible for us to grow in our love for one another, because he first loved us. And then as we grow in our love for him, we can serve with that kind of love in this church, more and more as he loved us. And the command to love one another isn't new. Leviticus 19:18 says, "You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." But this command in John 13 to love one another is new in that the Lord Jesus gave the command again to his disciples in the flesh. And he demonstrated that. Certainly he demonstrated it at the cross in his great love for us. And then he gave his spirit to his people to carry it out, praise God, to love each other as it says he's commanded us to do, which we cannot do in the flesh. He said we should love each other as he loved us. As I have loved you, you also are to love one another. And praise God, that is possible in the Spirit as we walk together and as we serve together here. And then we all become, I believe, an outward and a visible testimony to those around us, to other believers around us, or to those we work with or interact with who do not know the Lord. They do not know this kind of love. And they haven't seen this kind of service, maybe. But they see and they experience what it means when they interact with us and when they observe us. Yes, not perfectly, but they will see it compared to the world, certainly. And they see it when they come here, I believe. When they come here and they see us before the service and after service, how we interact. And even now, as we're in worshiping the Lord, how we interact in love for the Lord our God, in love for each other, even during the worship service. And also, as the way we sing, that song, beautiful song we just sang, and the way we confess humbly on our knees together, and the way we listen to the word together, and how we partake in the table together as one in him. Others may see how we interact as families too. You know, they may come and may not stay if they're visitors, but your family, your extended families, they will see and pray that they will see. Yes, imperfectly again, but part of that love is seen as they see how, well, okay, they weren't relating so well, but looked like they forgave each other. Well, how did that happen? They seem to still love each other, and they still seem to serve each other. And they will see what a disciple of the Lord is. Many people don't know. What does it mean to be a disciple of the Lord? As they see us practicing loving servanthood, sacrificial service in the body here and in our families. So by this, that is the love that Jesus, the love of Jesus that we have for each other, by this, it says, all will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And a disciple is a person who is diligently seeking to know and to serve our Master and our Lord Jesus. And we can't do that apart, right? That's what the whole purpose of the One Another series is, frankly. We need each other. We need to serve together, love each other, and grow. That's how we grow in all these commands that we've just heard over the last 20 sessions. And the primary way in which the world knows that we're disciples is they see Christ in us, in how we love one another, as we relate with the love of Christ. And we are talking here about the Lord's definition of love, of course, certainly not the world's. Agape love is sacrificial in ways which the unregenerate, the unsaved, cannot know or comprehend. It is known by the way in which he loved us, which we are still learning, praise God. It is empowered by the Holy Spirit, which he has given to us as a gift because of his great love for us. And it is lived out for the glory of the God of love by service in one another's lives. That's how it's seen. This is a quote from that book, Servanthood is Worship. And since we gave it to you 10 months ago, I encourage you to read it if you haven't. But this is from the chapter called The Local Church as the Base for Service. So we are. It says, the church is called to serve God in three ways. You might remember this. I've shared it before. Three ways. To serve him directly in worship, exactly what we're doing now. To serve the saints in nurture, that's what I'm speaking about here. We're to nurture one another, love one another. And then to serve the world in witness, which was our focus the previous year. So we fail in each of these, right? But these should be a growing strength. And they are, praise God, here, as we are filled with the Spirit, and as we're sanctified and we grow in the image of our Lord. We grow in love. So that then we will serve in worship, we will serve and bless those around us by acts of love, and we will serve those who do not have the hope of the gospel. We'll serve in all those ways and keep growing in all those ways. And on that second aspect of service, Galatians 5:13 says, through love, serve one another. It's only a few words, but it says a lot. Through love, serve one another. That is, love for one another in obedience to his command and practiced in the Spirit. So that love defined, that kind of love defined or revealed who was a Christian at the time of the giving of the law, that it defined and revealed who was a Christian at the time of the Lord on earth, when the Lord spoke these words to his disciples. And it defines now what is a disciple of Christ. Those who actively love one another and show it. They show it in service to one another. And that unity of love is certainly represented when we come to the table. When we think of why we're coming to the table. Yes, it's a command, but we're coming because we love him. We know he loves us. He sacrificed himself for us. He demonstrated his love for us. We must do the same. But it's by his grace, and that's why we come in obedience. So we are reminded here of the Lord's sacrificial love for us and of the unity that we have as his children here, praise God, who are able to grow in true love for each other and then serve one another. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we pray that you would teach us to serve one another in love. And may we increase and abound in our love for one another as we began this service thinking of that. And may we testify to the world that we are loved by you and that we love you and we love your people and that we are your disciples. Help us, Lord, to understand more how much you do love us and then to love each other as you have loved us. The Lord, forgive us for being selfish or hard-hearted or unloving and not serving. And Lord, help us to fervently love each other from a pure heart. And Lord, we ask this as we come to remember the sacrificial love of our Lord Jesus, of your great love for us. And we praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.